If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Canes. It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Canes and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Canes Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Bill Bush, alongside Nick Sainert, still filling in for Jake Sorensen, as Jake has a full week remaining in Hawaii. Steve Sippel, Bill Bush, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning. Swim. How are we doing?
I'm doing well.
When does Jake get back exactly?
He won't be back till on the air till Monday. So Jake took off 11 days, Jake took 11 days. He should be very refreshed when he comes back. He did send a picture. All he got was two pictures. A picture of a chicken and a picture of a beer. That's what we got yesterday from Jake. We've not heard much. We really haven't talked much. He's on vacation.
No, I'm not.
And he's also on like a six-hour time difference. That kind of throws things off.
Yeah.
So right now, Jake still might be up right now.
I'm going to say he's texting too much. I'm like, what? You're on vacation. Don't text.
Yeah, I think he's doing well. We know he's doing well.
I will say this about Jake. I got an email from Jake last night at around 11:45 p.m. our time. So it would have been 6:45-ish their time. So I did get an email from him. I also got a couple of texts over the weekend because he golfed the first full day he was there, which is not surprising at all. No. But he golfed, and he had to tell me that he was +3 after 18 holes. And he was playing 36 holes on the first day there. But he said it's 7. It was on Saturday morning. He texted me, what would it have been, like 12 o'clock our time, 12 noon. And he said, it's only 7:30 here. It's incredible. But that was all he had to say.
36 holes.
Had two rounds
of golf. So we felt going into it, at least I did, I thought he was doing a vacation with his wife. It sounds like he's just doing a kind of a guy's trip, but that Elizabeth is there. But it's just, it's 36 holes of golf. Talk about eating up a day. That's going to eat up a day. That's a day right there. That's, you're looking at 10 hours. That's 10 hours minimum. By the time you get there and the time you leave, minimum 10 hours.
Well, so Taylor's there. Taylor's Elizabeth's brother.
Yeah.
So there's family mixed in there.
So that might work out.
But
yeah.
Either way, how was the weekend, guys? Did we do anything exciting over the weekend?
No.
There wasn't a lot going on. Things were busy.
Me too.
I would say that. Things were very busy. I was in charge of transportation of my nephew's wife. Which, if you have a nephew's wife, does that make her a niece? That wouldn't really be a niece. It'd be a niece-in-law. How would that
I suppose
be?
So. I think you can just kind of throw it into the
niece category. I was in charge of transportation, so we headed out around 5:30
to drive down
to the Cook. That's where they're
Lincoln Marathon.
Yeah, she ran the full marathon. She ran the full. So that was pretty incredible. So I was in charge. Yeah. So I was in charge of some last minute tutoring, since I was lucky enough to have had one marathon under my belt, which was a long time ago.
Like that. Wait a second. You ran a marathon?
You ran a marathon.
Yeah. Ran the rock and roll marathon, San Diego. Ran the whole thing.
You're kidding me.
Didn't walk one step of it. Walked, ran the whole thing. And I didn't know where to put my car keys, so I carried my car keys.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I carried my car keys through the whole race. Didn't know where to put them. Had no idea. Yes, ran the rock and roll marathon.
Jangling in your pocket.
This is in my hand. It's in my hand. This is pre-phone. This is pre-phone days, pre-music days. I mean, you could carry a Walkman, but there was no chance I was doing that. So it was 26.2 of just hearing people, just your own thoughts. Of just your own deal,
but that was hearing your feet hit the pavement.
Yeah, but it was a cool deal. There's probably 35,000 people did it.
What year was this?
So this would have been about 1998 or 9, somewhere in there. Yeah, knocked it out like that. So we talked about the only thing that can really get you, that can get you to stop, that you can't make it because you had trained very hard, would be hydration, because if your body shuts down, you're done, and then some sort of a bad chafing, blistering situation. So I recommended Vaseline your entire body. You should. That's a very common thing.
I'm well aware.
Are you well aware? I didn't know that.
Yes, you Vaseline every. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Under your socks, everywhere. Yeah.
Because if you once you get 10 miles in, hypothetically speaking, if you stop, you're not able to get going.
No.
Again.
Yeah. You're done. So those are the two things.
Vaseline all over your body.
That, and then we had to talk about the mental aspect like that. And this is Bailey Schindler is who this is. Bailey Schindler.
Oh.
Kindergarten teacher at Dorchester.
Oh, I know who she's. Nice. She's a blonde.
She was voted teacher of the year last year, and I think she's going to get it again this year.
I know. I met her.
Yes, you have met her.
At your party.
Yeah.
I met her twice.
She was there, yes.
Yeah, she's very
tall.
Nice. Yeah.
Tall.
She ran the whole thing.
Yes, and she will be probably, for the second time, will probably be teacher of the year in Dorchester. So we're very excited about that. That award should come out tonight.
That's Bo's bride.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Bo Schindler.
Bo's a big dude.
Yeah, big dude.
Yep. And his brother's name is Ryan.
What's that?
Ryan?
No, not even close. Bo's brothers would be Skyler.
Skyler.
Who was there also.
There is a one.
And then Skyler. Nick. Nick was not present at that. But anyway, it was. But I also had to coach her through that when you hit 13.3. What's 13.2, right? Is
yes.
the deal, whatever it is?
Yep, 13.1.
A half, whatever it is.
13.1.
13.1 is a half. There you go. Do the math. There you go.
26.2 yep. together.
So when you go to 13.2, everything changes.
Yeah.
Because everyone's running the half. So all of a sudden, everyone just stops. And then you are. That, like one out of 20 are running the full. Yeah. The rest of them are all just like, woohoo! And they wheel off to the side. And they're like, they're done. They're happy. They're on their way to Olive Garden. Everything's good, and then you got another 13 miles to run.
Wow. Yeah. So halfway done at that point.
Yeah, so
she finished, though.
Yes, finished the whole thing. Did very well.
Do we know who won that?
Yes, thing? Did very, very well.
I'd be able to find it real quick. I had two buddies that did it, a pair of brothers, two of my best friends.
Let me do this.
That's fine. Two of my best friends, one of them ran the half marathon and talked about that, how they ran together for the entire half marathon. And then I was thinking about that, too, where the older of the brothers then has to realize, well, my younger brother just now peeled off. He's done, and I'm only halfway through.
Yeah.
The mental, drive that it takes to have to stick with that is a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot. Now, the last thing I gave, I gave Bailey a little advice. You start feeling good at the very end. If you happen to get to mile 25 or whatever, just easy. Because I saw a lady go down 500 yards from the finish. Didn't finish. Oh. 500 yards. She went down in a heap. Her body just, it shut down.
Shut down.
And she went down in a heap. It was like, wow. I couldn't imagine that. How'd it go? Well, I ran really well. I got within 500 yards, and then I ran 26.1 miles, but I couldn't make it.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Without a finish.
Without a finish. That would be horrible.
In the 2025 Lincoln Marathon, 24-year-old Jackson Caldwell.
Second year in a row.
From Wichita. Won the men's marathon.
Time?
2:21:58. And then 24-year-old Taya Skelton from Fort Calhoun won the women's with a time of 2:54:09. The men's half marathon was won by 29-year-old Ryder Surley from Lakewood, Colorado, 1:04:56. There you go. I don't know who won the women's half marathon. It's not covered in this article.
That would be a lot of most times the winner of the for the average runner or the one a person that runs a lot but just going to run this race, going to run the half.
Oh, I'm
generally sorry. when they finish the half, the marathon runner has finished the marathon. That's usually about what it is. Yeah. That's about what it is. Sometimes I remember thinking that when in San Diego, because I think they were somewhere. I mean, it was some world class runners in there. That when I finished the half, the marathon runners, the elite ones, were finishing about the same time. That means they beat you by 13 miles.
Jeez. the women's half marathon, actually, Rachel Riddell from Fort Collins. So heavy Colorado presence.
Mm.
7,000 runners.
Trained at altitude. Interesting.
Is that what I don't know.
No idea. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Either way, this is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. You can sign up for a fertilizer program this month, and if your name is drawn on May 29th, 100% of your payment will go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day.
Ooh,
call
we love
or
that.
Text Andrew at 402-440-6297. That's 402-440-6297. To sign up for your fertilizer program today. Something else that happened this weekend, guys, was the Kentucky Derby. And if you missed it, here's what the final 30 seconds sounded like.
Oh. Neo Equos is the leader at the top of the stretch. Journalism is on the move as they turn for home, and Sovereignty is coming with him on the outside. The two of them go right by with a furlong to run. Journalism and Sovereignty nose to nose down to the last 16th of a mile. Sovereignty has taken the lead. Journalism is second toward the inside. Baeza is third, but it will be Sovereignty to rule the Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby.
So as you heard, Sovereignty wins the 151st Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Junior Alvarado was Sovereignty's jockey. He wins his first Kentucky Derby. Sovereignty is trained by a former South Dakotan, in William Mott, 71-year-old William Mott, born in Mobridge, South Dakota, which is on
Mobridge
the far...
Mobridge threw me. I didn't know that. It's a great place to go fishing
is
area.
Is it?
Yes, it's on the Missouri River chain. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Northern part of South Dakota, I believe.
Yes, Mobridge. It's a very common fishing spot for
close
walleye.
Is it close to Fort Pierre?
Not really. No, not really.
But either way, did you guys watch the entire Kentucky Derby? How long was our coverage on or watching TV on Saturday of the Kentucky Derby?
I didn't get to see hardly any of it, but I got to was able to watch the race in its entirety. So I didn't get all the storylines, which I really enjoy. There was just had a lot of things going on, which kind of set me back a little bit.
Yeah.
But I told my dad this. I said, if I was going to be part of the, if I was a jockey, a trainer, or an owner, I would like to win it on that track.
Mm.
I thought it was an awesome day. It was almost like the lights late. I mean, it was dark. And I mean, that race was, it was with, because of the overcast and the rain, and we went with a full oatmeal sandwich just right here, just right in the middle.
I'm sorry.
Just went with
do,
the
do
full,
you realize that you're on camera?
Yeah, just with
in front of a couple hundred people
blue,
that are watching right now.
Once the oatmeal made,
before I talk.
Usually the oatmeal stays out. Out there, and then we do a different time, but it came in full tilt.
You've been on your phone for the last 5 minutes, and now you open up the oatmeal. Can we be present?
We've got a lot of attention situations going. Attention deficit right now.
You know, I got the story. I mean, I have the Courier Journal Kentucky Derby story on my phone.
Okay, well, take away.
I mean, yeah, I watched it. I watched it for a long time. I mean, I watched all, like, starting at 5. It was awesome.
You didn't watch the races beforehand, the other 10 races
beforehand?
I watched
a few. One on the grass.
Okay, yep. Turf, yep.
Bill Mott. The reason I asked about Bill Mott or Pierre's, because he said he listened to the... He
listened to the ticket?
No, he listened to the Kentucky Derby in 1967. That's when he kind of got the itch. Yeah.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He was listening to the Derby call in 1967 in Fort Pierre for some reason. He said he wasn't thinking much about whether they're going to run into Preakness, which is way up in the air.
Is it Pierre or is it Pierre?
Oh, it's Pierre. Probably Pierre. Pierre. Pierre.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
He recalled listening to the Kentucky Derby for the first time in 67 on AM radio in the front seat of a GMC pickup as a teenager in Fort Pierre, South Dakota. Mott is actually won the race in 2019, but it was a asterisk situation because the winner got taken down for some kind of violation. So this was basically, he considered it his first win. So there you go.
There's several things, Steve. Can you answer this?
Yes.
When the track is muddy, like it was.
Sloppy, yeah.
Sloppy track. It was like soup on top, but firm below.
Yeah.
How is the track built like that?
I don't know.
This top part of it was just, that wasn't mud. That was like soup.
Yeah.
But below, it wasn't like a horse, you know, like all of a sudden was up to his knees.
No.
Yeah.
You know, like that. I want to know how the track is built. Where it's straight soup on top, and then from there, it's
then they
on.
Can get footing fine. Yeah. I don't know why that is. I don't understand it. Now, I would say that all tracks aren't built the same. Yeah. Some don't handle rain very well at all, and they get really dangerous. I mean, obviously Churchill Downs has probably got top of the line.
Going out there, it had to be just like wow. Then I saw it right after the race got over, and then I went back and looked at some photos of the winner, and just covered in mud. And then how do they see?
Well, they have six goggles on.
No. How does the horse see?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how the horse.
How does the horse see?
I don't know. I noticed that too on Sovereignty that he was.
He just caked in mud. Face was caked. Eyes were like this. There was no blinders
on.
They
had blinders.
No, he didn't. He didn't have them on.
And I will tell you this: some horses, like Bob Baffert's horse in the race,
Citizen Bull,
don't run well. They don't like mud splashed on them.
Oh, I'm sure there has to be different ones.
Yeah, some horses, it's just like people.
Now,
some people, go ahead.
I gotta get back because you nailed something I want to get to.
Yeah,
the
goggles.
Ahead. Yeah, is it goggles or is it just like a covering on the goggles?
No, it's goggles. Well, I mean, there might be some kind of covering.
So you can just whip them off in the middle of the race,
or
you just go down, just go below, just down, go down to your neck.
Yeah, I first experienced it covering the Budweiser Stakes at Exarban. And I was mesmerized by it. It was a rainy day at Exarban. It was a huge race. The horse flew in from California, went down to interview the jockey and the trainer. And he had like six goggles down. I was like, what's the deal? And he goes, well, you flip them down as they get mud. Hey. And then they had alluded to that before the race. I'm sorry.
I'm being genuine.
They alluded.
It's pretty remarkable that they can be balancing on a horse and be worried
all
about
sudden,
goggles.
Yeah.
I was being serious
They alluded to it before the race. A lot of those guys have six goggles on or whatever the number is.
I mean, no one's going wire to wire.
Yeah.
You're
going to
be in it at some point in time where mud's going to be just nuts.
And some of them are getting a ton of it.
I just wonder like that, like pre-race like that. Now, those guys have all ridden. Those guys all rode earlier in the day, right? Didn't all the jockeys?
I don't know if all of them, but yeah,
a good chunk of them did. But like mentioned, you're just in the race. Sovereignty with a less than a quarter mile to go, he wasn't in the top five.
Yeah,
Sovereignty was not even in the. It was not even close to a win, place, or show type of finish.
Is that right? So he came from back.
It was him and journalism.
The coolest thing to watch is the aerial.
Oh,
the aerial view. How they maneuver their way through the. Through the pack. I mean, when they came around the last hill, they were four wide. When they came around, it just looked powerful. It was an incredible call.
It was really cool. And one of the storylines that we do, we sometimes talk about the jockeys, was that Junior Alvarado. I was reading this article last night. The biggest storyline for him out of the weekend was he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to ride the horse, because in late March he fell off of a horse. He got knocked off the horse some other horse, not Sovereignty, but he got knocked off, injured his shoulder pretty bad, was in the hospital, went dead silent with communication with Moffitt or William Mott and his team.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I didn't think that I was going to be able to ride the horse. Got a call the day he got out of the hospital from William Mott and said, hey, you're going to be the jockey.
Really?
And so he wasn't even sure that he talked about it. His father was a jockey growing up in Venezuela. He talked about all of that.
The Venezuela stuff was cool.
But he said up until 3 or 4 weeks ago, I didn't know if I was going to be able to ride a horse in the biggest race of my life.
And there he is in the
winner's circle. I've enjoyed the race probably about as one of the top ones I've ever enjoyed watching. I tell you one thing, go to Idle Chit Chat for a second.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was a race. I had to go to Sam's Club for a pickup order.
Uh-huh.
And I was sent there right prior to the Derby.
Oh, God.
So panic is set in at the highest rate.
Yeah.
And I get there, and I'm waiting for it to come out. This is nothing wrong with Sands. It was like things were not happening quick. So I'm in a panic. I'm like, am I not going to make it? I'm going to miss the Kentucky Derby. There's a complete panic going on. And I see a couple, just probably in their mid-30s, mm-hmm. walking into Sam's Club, and that freaked me out. I'm like, the Derby's going to start in like 10 minutes, and they're just heading into Sam's Club to do some grocery shopping. I almost wanted to go talk to them. Like, do you guys know what's going on?
They have no idea what's happening.
There's a couple walking in that had no idea that the Derby was going to go in like 10 to 12 minutes, and that freaked me out that the world was not on its axis for that.
But did you make it back in time?
I did. Okay. Give my wife credit. As I whipped in, I just jumped out of the truck, and she goes, I'll get the groceries. Don't worry about it. Just get in there.
Good job, Laura.
Now, I will say, when I got in there, I had probably 4 to 5 minutes to spare.
It started 6:05.
Yeah, 6:05.
They called the post at like 5:57. But it started about 6:05, so it started a couple of minutes behind schedule.
Panic settings. I had NBC Radio on XM Radio, and they sang My Old Kentucky Home, and I'm like, I'm still at Sam's at this time.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, man, oh, this is not good. Mm-hmm. Not good.
But you made it.
And a couple was walking into Sam's who had no idea that there was even going to be a horse race.
A lot of people probably didn't know.
Probably not, but.
One just to put a bow on the Kentucky Derby stuff before we get to break. Sovereignty, we kind of briefly touched on it. They'll now have a chance to compete for the Triple Crown if they choose to compete in the Preakness, which comes up on May 17th. The last horse to complete the Triple Crown. Any guesses? Any remember?
I think it was Justify.
That is correct. Yeah. Justify in 2019. Triple Crown, obviously the Belmont, Kentucky Derby, and then the Preakness. So. You Sovereignty now has a chance if he wants to compete on May 17th on his team.
There's no one pulling harder than the Belmont for him to run in the Preakness. Because if there's a chance that that you go to the Belmont and there's a chance at a Triple Crown winner, that makes that race, it changes. The Derby never changes. It's out of the gate. It's the show.
For sure.
But if someone wins two, now the Belmont becomes epic. If it's not, a lot of times it's down to about 6 or 8 horses, and it's a whole different game.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming up on the show today. We're getting a couple of texts. Good morning to everybody listening. Back to the teacher from Dorchester. I'm blanking on the name. I apologize.
What's that?
The teacher from Dorchester.
Bailey Schindler.
There it is.
Two-time teacher of the year.
Jesse in Dorchester says she's going to be my kid's teacher next year. And so that's really exciting.
There should be a kindergarten roundup coming up here then.
Oh, she's a kindergarten teacher.
What's that?
Yeah, she's a kindergarten teacher.
So there's usually a kindergarten roundup. I think in like right when school ends, they bring in the new ones, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the roundup.
Captain Obvious says, and this was a point that we forgot to mention, every horse that raced on Sunday, or Saturday, excuse me, was a descendant of Secretariat.
Yeah, wasn't that unbelievable? That blew my mind when I read that also. Yeah. Every one of them.
Yeah. First time
talk
in history.
Talk about being a dude. Yeah. Secretariat, every one of them in there.
Some descent. Yeah.
Some descent.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of questions about nothing about the record-breaking weekend at Bullen Stadium. First off, there's a lot of show left. We're gonna spend a full segment on what happened at Bullen Stadium. What happened at Haymarket
Park. We start with
idle
chit chat.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so I was
Newton's lawn care.
I went to the game yesterday. If you are watching on the video stream, you can see a sunburn line of where my hat was. I was wearing a hat backwards yesterday.
Oh, there's the backwards hat.
There's a little square of where the between.
What's
the
backwards
back.
Hat? What's that mean? Just you're just into
nothing,
it more.
Nothing. It was just comfortable.
Which game did you go to?
I started my day cheering on my buddies at the marathon, like we talked about earlier, then walked over to Bullen, and then as that game got done via a run rule at like 12:55 in the afternoon, I thought, well, shoot, I can just walk over to Haymarket Park or Hawks Field because Nebraska plays Minnesota at 1 p.m. So I stuck around for that one as well. So just kind of made the rounds around downtown Lincoln.
You were
yesterday.
Mr. Nebraska yesterday. That's his hat
backwards.
He went, think about that.
And I'm paying for it.
Swim went to the marathon, then he went to softball, then he went to baseball.
What'd you eat?
It was a beautiful day yesterday.
It was an incredible day.
I mean, it was an awesome weekend of weather.
What'd you eat at Haymarket?
I didn't grab food either place.
He's on the, remember, fitness Nick?
Yeah, that's right.
There is a chance that once you get super hungry,
all I could think of how hungry I'd be in that situation.
Well, I planned accordingly. Bill mentioned that he went and picked up a grocery order Saturday night. I picked mine up on Sunday morning. Before I went downtown.
Very efficient.
And essentially, I drank a protein shake on the way down. But I didn't want to mention it. I was going to stay away from it.
No, it's fine. We're okay with that.
And then, like I said, I remember sitting there last night, beautiful night outside. I mean, I was outside with Sugar, throwing the ball a little bit, doing a couple things. I go, this is an incredible night. Then I walked in here and just took a pie to the face.
What?
Just took a pie to the face.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, Ellie quit the show. And so... Yeah, and so the breakers, just so you know, that was we were told that by Ellie this morning, out of the blue. She will no longer be with the show. This is the last week. It was so there'll be no more scores for Song of the Day. Derek will not be involved, and everything changed, and I don't do change well. And I took it right to the face this morning at 5:38.
Pie to the face?
Pie in the face. Yep, pie in the face. So okay. not good here. So anyway, Ellie's done.
We should make it known, Ellie is not done. She's just done with the show.
Yeah.
She's moving to a larger role with us here at The Ticket.
Would this not be similar to maybe moving on in a dating situation or maybe marriage? I don't know. But all of a sudden you just show up, you know, with a new girlfriend and introduce her to your old girlfriend. Hey, by the way, I got a new girlfriend, and I'm no longer with you. Okay, I'd like to have known that maybe on a one-on-one basis. Maybe I'd like to have had that brought up to me, you know, because the phone's really hard to reach me, hard to get a hold of somebody. I'm talking to Jake in Hawaii. He's 6 hours away from us. I mean, 6-hour difference in time zone. But Ellie couldn't do that,
Okay.
I sent a text out to Sip and this morning. We won't talk about that. There was a lot of confusion.
Yeah, Ellie's moving on. No, she's not moving on. She's working here.
Yeah, no.
We won't see her anymore. This will be it.
No, I think she'll be around. You guys will see her. It'll just be towards the back end of the show.
It's Rudy now. Rudy's going to be around.
Rudy.
Rudy was going to be here, which we're very excited about Rudy.
Yes.
I just hope that Rudy communicates.
Unlike Ellie.
Unlike Ellie.
He seems communicative.
Yes.
We got a lot of stuff coming up in the show. Like I said, we're gonna talk Husker softball.
Are we
going to
talk softball at all?
We are. Don't worry. We're going to talk softball as Nebraska softball will get ready for the Big Ten tournament this weekend.
Third seed.
Did they clinch that?
They did. In West Lafayette, the bracket was officially released last night. Husker baseball has a lot of stuff going on as well with them as they enter the final week of their regular season. It's going to be a dicey weekend there. But first, we got to talk Nebraska football. Sip, you talked to new quarterback commit Trey Taylor's high school coach over the weekend, and we break down what he had to say to Sip when we come back. It's early break on a Monday. Don't go anywhere.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.